From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting at least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. More than 20 people have been wounded. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The student says he first heard an explosion, then gunfire. He says two bullets hit the floor of his classroom, and the students escaped by climbing out a window. There were no claims of responsibility for the attack. Italian authorities say at least 159 people have died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. Rescuers are continuing to search for victims buried under debris. And a strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake's epicenter was near the town of Chauk on the Irrawaddy River. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. It must still be approved in a referendum and signed before it comes into effect. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria on Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment, Turkey's state-run news agency said rebels had taken one town. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House will look at the evidence before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in the U.S., and Turkey is demanding his immediate extradition, accusing him of organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Mr. Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
We are determined to listen to every scrap of evidence that Turkey can provide or that we could find out about.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. A United Nations investigation has found that President Bashar al-Assad's forces carried out at least two chemical attacks in Syria and that Islamic State jihadists have used mustard gas. The international investigation team was mandated by the UN Security Council a year ago to identify those responsible for chemical attacks during the civil war in Syria in 2014 and 2015. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional manner. The alleged incident occurred Tuesday in the Strait of Hormuz. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis without having to wait for congressional approval. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigned Wednesday in Florida, where he promised Hispanics a much better life. Trump also campaigned in Mississippi, where he made a similar pitch to black voters. He called Clinton a bigot for allegedly taking for granted the support of minorities. A Reuters Ipsos public opinion poll indicates that if the presidential election were held today, Hillary Clinton would win the key U.S. states of Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. The new poll gives Clinton a 95% chance of becoming America's first female president. Mississippi student Mohamed Daklala has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on federal terrorism charges. He and his fiancée had planned to marry in Turkey, then travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group. The fiancée, Jalen Young, had converted to Islam while studying at Mississippi State University and was described as the mastermind of the plot. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.